Where did he find that?
Wow!
That was incredible!
Wait,
where did he find that?
Oh my god!
Wait,
I
that
never
is
heard
the
anything
same
about
voice
this.
That I'm talking to right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think the quality is a little bit, but that does sound like me. I mean, that is me. And that
it
jingle we did use, we were a big jingle station.
Wait a minute. That doesn't sound like you. That sounds like you doing like a cartoon character voice.
That's
it
definitely
was your radio
me.
Voice.
It's my radio.
Wait,
radio
I gotta
voice.
Hear that again.
93.2 WRQN.
Just play the whole open again.
Just that was,
amazing.
Okay, play that one more time. Mason and Diane, Mason and Diane, in the morning, on 93Q. 8:10 now at the zoo, live from Walt Disney World Resorts in Florida. By the way, we will be back in studio on Monday after about 2.5 weeks of vacation and hard work in the Orlando area. Jan and Amit, I believe, will be in Monday to take your phone calls. Thanks, everybody, for waking up with the zoo.
What? Thanks, everybody,
for waking up with the zoo.
You know what I heard on that?
What?
We'll be back after 2 weeks of vacation. Mason was still taking vacation day back then.
Oh, that's the funniest thing.
That was so true.
Wow, yeah, that was amazing, Mace.
I was a big DJ back then. I had fun being a disc jockey. I'll tell you a story. So the very first night I was on the air, so I went in on this job, right? It was the station WRQN, and I went to a guy named Denny Schaefer, and I said, "All right." He said, "Now you've done this before, right?" And I said, "Of course I have," and of course I'd never done it. And the lesson from this, kids, is. You can lie your way into anything. If you're trying to get into the business, say whatever you
wow.
need to say. So I go on the air, and we had these things called carts. Every song was on a different, let's just call it a tape. And you'd have to change them and put in different songs, and you follow a schedule. And so I kept forgetting to change the tapes, and I ended up playing Stevie Nicks' Stevie Nicks' Stand Back?
Yeah.
Like three times in a single hour. Because I kept forgetting to change the tape. Yeah, there it is. And I repeatedly
song,
played it. But I was on overnight, so nobody really knew what was happening. They just thought Stevie Nicks was the hottest thing in the world.
Amazing.
I would really like to know from Morales where he got that. Because I don't have any of that stuff.
Mm. That was amazing. Like, good morning, everybody. I mean, it was
93 QWRQN. Good morning.
I
How did your voice so deep, though?
Mason and Diane. Who's Diane, by the way?
Her name was Diane Scribner. She actually passed away recently, but she was my partner for a long time. Mason and Diane. That was the show in Toledo, Ohio, on 93 QWRQN.
And what did you talk about? Like, what was this show based on? This is I want to know everything now.
It was very similar to
8:10 now at the zoo, live from Walt Disney World Resorts in Florida. By the way, we will be back in studio on Monday after about 2.5 weeks of vacation.
The best is Jorge points out I'm talking about vacation.
Man. Look, I already took enough days off. Amazing. I took more days off than you this year already. Jeez,
that's true. You did get 10 days.
Not because
yeah. Get Morales on the phone. I want to know where he found that.
Yeah, can you call him?
God,
that's amazing.
Yeah, hang on.
I'm shocked.
I literally, you saw my face. I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore. Like that was amazing.
Well, that is what that was my job at the beginning of my career.
You would
be surprised at 102.7 WNEW. I did politics.
I wouldn't be surprised. You could totally pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, when I was working in New York.
It's just that your voice was so different. Wow. I did that a little. Okay, when I first started, I would, my first, like, radio thing I ever did was I called our Stanford softball games the year after I graduated. I just couldn't really move on with my life, so I would, I'd drive up to Stanford every weekend and do the student radio.
Yeah,
I was still there. I just wasn't ready to move on yet. And so I drove up and I was the announcer, and I would say, and I think I was using Beth Moen's voice as my template.
Okay.
So I'd be like, 3-2 now for the Cardinal as they step to the belt and the bat in the bottom of, you know, I mean, totally sound like Beth Moens. Like,
announcer.
She has that effective
voice. Oh, hang on a second. We're getting a phone call. I believe it is Chris Morales. Chris, welcome to the show. What's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? Happy National DJ Day, mate.
Yeah. Now, where did you find that? I don't have any audio of me doing that show.
So here's the thing. A lot of times I get emails or DMs from people sending me old air checks from my father. And one time this conversation back and forth on Instagram or Facebook something, and he said, by the way, you work with Steve Mason. There's some air checks of him out there. Now, they're not under your name. They're under 93Q Morning Zoo. And I've held on to these waiting for the perfect day. And boom, today was the perfect day.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, your dad was a huge DJ. There was an art to being a DJ, Chris. I don't think it exists anymore. A lot of stations actually don't even use DJs. But there was an art to being a DJ back in the day.
Listen, you had the art. My father had the art. And I think a lot of what we do here every day, we're being DJs without playing records, right? We're just having fun. Sports is the record. We're just having fun. We're doing bits. We're smiling. We're making our listeners, you know, engage and all that. What I also want to ask Momo, and you know I love when Momo's on, but Momo's asking you these questions about what did you do on the morning show. Momo, have you never listened to a top 40 morning show back in the day, like Rick Dees or Ryan Seacrest?
I didn't get up that early.
Oh, come on. I have heard a morning show and know that a morning show is goofing around. It's, Morales, it's not much different than what we're doing right now. We just don't have records, and we're talking sports and goofing around.
Exactly. Come on, Momo.
I mean, I listen a little bit, but I'm really not up in the morning. Like, me going to school in the mornings was like, I would get up at 7-something and roll out of bed, and then I'd have spend 20 minutes trying to get my mom up so she would drive me to school. And then by the time we finally got there, it was like 5 minutes, and I had to run to class. There was no time for, like, listening to Rick Dees.
Well, what was mom listening to in the car?
We were speeding, trying to get there.
Yeah.
Like, we were always waiting. My mom also was, like, really good. She had mixtapes. She would always make her own mixtapes, so she was cool. Like, she had, like, she would have a Anita Baker.
It's unbelievable to me that you did not listen to morning radio.
Not really. Yeah, no.
Wow.
Just wasn't, you know.
Okay, so I'm tweeting out right now, and Morales, you've probably seen this. An actual TV ad I did, I produced and wrote for 93Q WRQN, and I am wearing, you'll just have to see it.
Wow, I gotta just see have this. To see it. Look at this.
It's ridiculous. happy National DJ Day, and happy National DJ Dad to your DJ Day to your dad too.
Oh my gosh, so Mace!
Continue rocking, guys. Bye bye.
All right, thanks, Morales. Yeah, can you believe that?
That photo is great. You look like an 80s hunk.
Total 80s. I'm wearing a bright orange suit.
Shoulder
Rick
pads.
It's like something from the Rick Astley collection.
Looks like the Joker
honestly,
suit.
I feel like you're going to start singing Jesse's Girl. I mean, look at this.
That was a big record when I was DJing. Absolutely.
Jeez, look at this photo. Wow. I mean, this the shoulder pads, her hair is amazing. She got a
Who's
poof.
Your partner?
Diane Scribner is her name.
Yeah, she got a poof going on. Oh, that's awesome. Your
Where
hair
is this
is
picture?
Slick.
Where'd you find this?
Oh, somebody,
like
Matthew Palazzi tweets, I figured it out. It's Venice Mace's hetero voice. All right.
That was great.
So anyway, go check that on Twitter at Venice Mace. I'm sure the station will retweet it. It's
just
really
made my day.
I want to say the ad holds up. It's a really good ad, and I produced the whole thing myself.
It's really good.
Yeah, it came out really good. All right, coming up next for you, I want to get back to the Rams thing. If we don't win on Sunday, did we make a mistake by moving heaven and earth to get Matthew Stafford? Because let's face it, last year we won in the wild card round, lost in the divisional round. Don't we have to go a little bit further since we got Stafford? 877-710-ESPN. Plus, at 3:30 is Lie of the Day. I have told a lie, and I'll give you a hint. I've actually told it more than once.
Oh.
If you know what it is, at 3:30, you got a chance to win on Lakers Ticket Thursday, tickets to see the Lakers versus the Trailblazers on February the 2nd at Crypto.com Arena. So think about it. Think through everything we've talked about. At some point, there was a lie, and I probably told it multiple times. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. And standing by right now with a look at traffic is Kiki. Hey, Kiki.
Hey, you're my favorite DJ. Can I request a song?
Absolutely.
Please?
What do you want to hear? I'll nail the. I'll hit the post for you.
Well, Momo named my favorite singer of all time. So give me some Anita Baker, followed by Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl. That'd be great.
That's a good break. I like that.
And like you, I hit the post like nobody's business. Nice. So please, because I'm not on Twitter, will you please text that over to me while I do this traffic?
We'll do it.
Please,
we'll do it.
I got to see it. Okay, thank you. I love you. Let's go out to a Newberry Park. This has been with us pretty much all afternoon. Crash right lane. This is also a hazmat situation. 101 southbound right before Lynn Road. And it looks like it's an injury crash. It's a fully loaded big rig. Caltrans is on scene too. This report sponsored by COVIDclinic.org. COVID cases are on the rise with new variants. Make sure you're doing your part to reduce the spread with testing options at no cost to the patient. Getting tested is easy at COVID Clinic. Get professional and reliable testing at a location near you. Go to COVIDclinic.org to book an appointment. I'm Kiki with your traffic, 710.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
ESPN.
With the Q Zoo on 93Q.
Most music, most fun. 93Q, it is 9:36 at the Zoo on a fine, fine Friday morning. Live from the Disney MGM Studios, Walt Disney World, Florida. We're in Lake Buena Vista, to be exact. We were just getting an explanation on how to get your handstand.
I was right and you were wrong.
How is that?
It doesn't allow
me. How is that possible, Diane? I am shocked.
I know it. It's a one, once you get a stamp, it's just for one park.
Uh-huh.
One park a day. Okay, that doesn't allow you to go from here to the Magic Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So say I left here and I wanted to get back
into the Magic Kingdom,
then that's fine. God. But if I wanted to go from here to the Magic Kingdom...
Boy, Momo syndrome. Of all the things we've talked about this week, that has to be the least interesting for somebody sitting at home in Toledo.
I mean, it's like you're doing like Mason, that you're doing like Sophie voice or something. Like,
now I think it's a little bit slowed down. I think it was actually higher for whatever reason. I think it's a little bit slowed down. But what I like about that is there's not much difference between that. This has to be the least interesting thing for somebody in Toledo,
true.
Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And that concludes Sex and the City talk for today.
Uh-huh.
It's essentially the same joke. The jokes have not changed.
Uh-huh.
So,
I don't even know if I can do the rest of the show. My mind is blown right now. I can't even, like, Mace, you sound like you're doing one of your dog voices. Like, I just, it's like, it's amazing. This is the same person.
Okay, so,
wow.
Bergman asked me during the break, how did you go from
being
a DJ to doing sports? And here's the way it went down. And by the way, if you're on the lineup for Lie of the Day, we're going to do Lie of the Day coming up for you at 3:30, 877-710-ESPN. Oh, do we have Fez?
We'll have him in just a minute. Go ahead and go
okay,
ahead
we'll have him in a minute. So here's how I went from being a DJ to doing sports. So I was at 93Q WRQN in Toledo, and there was a station that I was just kicking the snot out of ratings-wise.
Yep.
Like my morning show was doing a 33 share. Theirs was doing squat.
Boom.
And they owned a station in San Diego called the Mighty 690. And they hired me and gave me the most money I had in my life at that point to leave Toledo and go to the Mighty 690 And basically, they were just trying to get me out of Toledo so that their station could be more successful.
Oh.
So they hired me, and they put me on Morning Drive, completely flopped. But that's how I wound up going from being a DJ to doing sports.
That's a great story. You were basically the way that everybody else takes the Rams assistants away.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Oh, man.
I was like Matt LaFleur, and they decided to hire Matt LaFleur away to another team.
Dang.
It's exactly what went down.
Dang.
God, I got to tell you, radio, and there's nothing wrong with what we're doing now. Radio is really fun. We're lucky to do it, all that.
Yeah.
But there was a time when radio was really fun. Like that particular station.
Yeah.
I was the program director, the operations manager, the music director. I chose every single song that we played and in what order we played them. I did every single promotion myself. I did every morning drive. I worked, I was working 18 hours a day to make that radio station great. And my fingerprints were all over it. That is one of my, that's one of my greatest achievements, I think, is that radio station. And what we were able to do in Toledo, Ohio. So much fun. All right,
so you were like the Chris Morales of that station.
More than Chris Morales.
Woo.
Beats the Fez. Nobody beats the Fez. Nobody beats the Fez. Nobody beats the Fez. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The finest sports handicapper and sports gambling expert on the planet, Steve Fezzik, the Fez. What are you doing, Fez?
I'm reminiscing about driving in Ohio up I-75 from Dayton to Toledo to Sylvania Southview High School.
Is that where you went to school?
Yeah, I grew up in Dayton, yes.
Wow. Yeah, you're right there. So how did you reference Sylvania High School? Who was at Sylvania High School?
Oh, I was on the speech team and the chess team, and we would go around the state to different events, and so I remember there was a couple of them up in Sylvania High School.
Yeah, I was also on the speech team back then, back in the day. All right, so we got four big games this weekend, and we'll take each one of them, and we'll save the Rams for last. Your advice we always take to the bank. So these, first of all, Wild Card Weekend was fantastic, right? It must have been like bonkers for Vegas.
Oh, absolutely. And pandemic, what pandemic? There is nonstop betting. We don't care that all of the country is legalizing sports betting. Vegas is setting records for not just gambling handle and win, but sportsbook handle and win. The town is booming.
So, Fez, I kind of, and maybe there's a rooting interest here, I kind of like all four road teams. Now, I know that all four road teams will not win. But, like, for example, Cincinnati at Tennessee. Cincinnati has been really hot. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, those guys look fantastic. They are getting 3.5 points is what I see. What do you think is the right side of that game?
I think the Titans are the right side. I think your intuition is correct, and it's not just intuition, but insight is that the Bengals are every bit as good as the Titans, and they're catching 3.5, but the spot is terrible. The Titans go ahead and get the rest up for a week. The Bengals, the big win against the Raiders, three of their defensive linemen got injured, and now the Titans are going to be able to run more effectively against them. So it's all about the situational spot, and no favors from the NFL dealing this game on Saturday, so the Bengals don't even get an extra day of rest. I prefer the Titans.
Okay. This is one that I have a vested interest in. San Francisco at Green Bay. Now, Green Bay is a 5.5 point favorite in this. If the Niners win and then the Rams win, the NFC Championship game is here in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium. So, as a Rams fan, it's really hard for me, but I'm going to root for the Niners here. What's the right side of the game?
Really tough game. Again, it's one of those where power ratings would put you on the 49ers. The situation would put you on the Packers. Packers getting much healthier. They've had guys injured all year long, so they get back Bakhtiari, best linemen. They get back Zaire Alexander, cornerback. They get back one of the Smith brothers, edge rusher, on defense. And Packers were already playing dynamite. And Jimmy G, problem with the shoulder, problem with the wrist.
Yeah, maybe Trey really Lance, trust, yeah.
Do we really trust Jimmy G? I mean, Jimmy G's going to start, but how long is he going to last? I tell you what, I love this, but I just played Jimmy G under 239 pass yards. It's down to like 232 in most places, and I would still strongly recommend that, a big bet, because there's a lot of different game scripts where Jimmy G doesn't even get the 150 if San Fran wins the game or if he gets injured, et cetera. So that would be my best bet in this game, Jimmy G pass yards under.
Okay.
Hey, Fez, who does Vegas like as the best team? So Mace just got all fired up because Mike Silver put the Rams 7th out of 8th of the current of the teams that are still left in the playoffs. Like, where does Vegas see the Rams in the list of everyone who's still playing in terms of winning it all? And who does Vegas like to win it all?
So this is interesting. So I've got my power ratings, and then I'll give you Vegas's odds. I have Kansas City the best team, but I have Green Bay, Tampa, and Buffalo a half point behind. So too close to call with those four teams. Vegas has the Packers favored to win it all at 3-1. And then they have 4-1 Kansas City, 5-1 Buffalo. But think about this. The reason the Packers are favored is because the Packers have the easiest path. They get the easiest game at home against San Francisco. So it's not that Vegas thinks that Green Bay is any better than these teams. It's just that they have the easier game this week, reflective of them being the 5.5-point favorite.
So Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen. Great matchup, and I have a feeling one, this is just, they may have done it before, but we're going to see this matchup, I think, a lot in coming years. Kansas City is a slight favorite at home. Where are you putting your money?
You know, we could have a great discussion on who the better quarterback's been the last 2 years. Josh Allen's been so effective with his legs. I'm really not sure which way to go on this game. You know, my first reaction was Kansas City because of all the experience they have. But then you look back at the first meeting and Buffalo dominated. No one is playing as well as Josh Allen. I do hear from my contacts that there's some big betting syndicates that love the Bills in this game. So if you like Kansas City, you wait it out. I think this is a case where you're probably going to be able to not lay 2 or 2.5, probably going to be laying 1 at post here on Sunday. So wait it out if you like Kansas City. If you like Buffalo, I would bet them now.
So that's basically, for all intents and purposes, that's a pick 'em game.
Yeah, pick the winner, and you're probably going to head to the window. Absolutely. You know, interesting, that total sky high for a playoff game at 54. So should be an absolute shootout. If you like betting props, you could bet props associated with that high total. Probably not going to be a lot of field goals. Maybe you go under 3.5 on field goals and other props like that. Going to be a whole lot of touchdowns in that game.
Okay, as you know, Fez, I'm a Rams season ticket holder. I love my Rams. I am part of the Ramily. Whose house, Rams house?
Ram it. The Rams are my best bet this week on the side, plus the
wow.
3. You know what? I'm thinking back to even the Super Bowl when the Rams lost and they can totally contain Tom Brady. You put a rush on Brady without blitzing him. That's the way to beat him. And the Rams are certainly capable of doing that, especially with Tampa having an O-line that's compromised. You know what? We saw that in last year's Super Bowl. Look at how Mahomes struggled when he couldn't get the protection. I can see that happening in this game. Now, maybe Stafford messes it up for us, but as long as Stafford plays a workmanlike, decent game, I think the Rams hold Tampa to 21 points. And the Rams win outright, 24-21.
Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo! Yeah, I love – this is why I love the Fez. This is why I love the Fez. Going with the Rams, big. I love that, man. Hey, Fez.
Not that you're a homer or anything.
No, not that I'm a homer. I'm not a homer. I'm looking at it in a very analytical way, but I like the Rams too. Hey, Fez, this is fun, man. Fun time of year. We will talk to you next week as we get ready for the Rams and the NFC Championship game.
Very good. And if Jimmy G goes over his pass yards, I'm going to be broke. So when you come to Vegas, you're going to have to buy dinner. Otherwise, it's on me wherever you want to go.
All right. Awesome. Hey, thanks, Fez.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Fez.
Wow. Best bet, the Rams.
Does that make you more confident or less confident?
More confident.
Wow, confirmation bias.
Smart gambling guy, actually wagering real dollars, not mythical money, real dollars on the Rams.
But he has had kind of a rough year.
Eh.
I mean, Greg,
he lost last week, too.
It's a week-to-week league. It's a week-to-week league. Week-to-week
league. Lost last week.
He's been off on his best bets.
5-7. Yeah, he was 5-7 this year.
You know what that means, Mace? He's due.
He's due, exactly.
That's what they said about the Rams and the Niners. What happened?
Jorge, you gotta let that go, man. That is in the past. Let's leave the past in the past and talk about the future, man. I'm all about tomorrow. I'm not about yesterday. I'm living in the moment. All right.
You misremember.
All right, right now it is time for Lie of the Day. Now, I have told a lie, and I'll give you a hint. I've told it multiple times. If you think you know what it is, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. It is Lakers Ticket Thursday, which means that if you're the guy that sniffs it out, you win a pair of tickets to be at Crypto.com Arena for Lakers Blazers on February the 2nd. Lie of the Day coming up next for you. Mason Ireland.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
710 ESPN. Yeah, somebody makes a great point, and we're lining up Lie of the Day. C.J. Turner asks, and Kevin O'Connell, the offensive coordinator for the Rams, and Raheem Morris, the defensive coordinator for the Rams, are both interviewing for head coaching jobs. And, of course, we lose our coordinators every year because everybody wants that McVay magic. But how do you feel about coordinators being allowed to interview during the playoffs?
I guess I'm okay. I mean, the truth is, business moves at the speed it does. Like, I don't think they should lose out on opportunities just because they've been successful. And I don't think it's too distracting. It's a little distracting.
It's got to be distracting.
So, yeah, it's a little.
I mean, I'm happy for Zach Taylor and Brandon Staley and Matt LaFleur, obviously, and Kevin O'Connell, good for him, and Raheem Morris, good for him. I mean, everybody wants some McVay magic, but it seems like it would be a distraction. Seems like it would be. All right, lie of the daytime. Big prize, Lakers Ticket Thursday. Pair of tickets to be at Crypto.com Arena for Lakers Blazers on February the 2nd. If you know what I lied about today, and the hint was I lied about it multiple times. First up, Manuel in Beverly Hills. Manuel, you're in 710. What's up, man?
How's it going, guys?
Excellent.
And Momo, hi.
Hey, it's all right.
I think you lied about your stepdad choosing the Rams.
You nailed it, man. That is correct.
Dang.
Not stepdad Leo. Hates the Rams, would never root for the Rams under any circumstances. If they lose, I will hear about it. If they win, I will hear about how they're not going to win again. Not stepdad Leo is a Niners fan through and through. He does not care if his not stepson is happy. Manuel, you got a pair of tickets to see Lakers Blazers at Crypto.com Arena. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Awesome. Can't wait.
Cool. Thanks for listening. There's Manuel in Beverly Hills with the tickets on Lakers Ticket Thursday. Yeah, no, Leo. Oh, Leo.
That was a good lie. I kind of bought that.
I bought it too, and I'm very happy to hear that he's not doing that because that would have been so unlike him.
Yeah.
Nothing could be further from the truth. He hates the Rams. He gives me crap about them every time they lose. Believe me, you should see the text chain after that last game between the Niners and the Rams.
Mm.
It was almost as bad as my text chain with Jorge, where he's wearing a 49ers poncho. Bad.
Yeah, so he's a rub-it-in kind of guy.
Oh, he is a rub-it-in guy. I'm not. I'm not a rub-it-in guy. Like, yeah. I don't even rub it in when the Niners lose.
Yeah.
I'm a good sport. I'm like, sorry about that.
Yeah, I believe that.
I was rooting for you. Like, I'm rooting for the Niners this weekend. Rooting for you guys.
The only team I don't think I'm a good sport with is the Houston Astros. I think that's my trigger.
It's bad. What about the Celtics?
I don't have anything.
All right. No, they, you can't have a thing.
Yeah, no. But the Astros, that was just a sin against baseball.
What about the San Francisco Giants? Ooh. Hate them. Hate them.
You know what? I don't like them. However,
hate them.
I respect them because I do think, like, when they won, when Bumgarner, you know, was out there and he
hate
did
him.
His, yeah, I respected that.
And by the way, 49ers, I hate. I'm just rooting for them this week. Because if the 49ers win and the Rams win, like the Fez says is going to happen, it means it would be finally a rematch. Niners-Rams at SoFi Stadium. Can you imagine what that would be like?
Siete a cero.
What a week that would be. Oh, what is that, Jorge?
Siete a cero. That's what it would be. Siete a cero. 7-0.
Oh, can you imagine what that week would be like? All right, Todd, coming up next for you, it is Game of Games. It is Bergman's game today. The current score for this month.
Sedano's going to play, by the way.
Oh, Sedano's going to play. So the current score is, and Sedano already has won once, is Mason 5. Ireland 5, Bergman 1, Sedano 1, Michael Thompson 1, and now Jorge gets to play. It is Bergman's game coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Game of Games time, and joining us right now is George Sedano. Sedano,
hey,
what's up, man?
I'm good. Now, let me ask you a question, because most people's voices deepen as they get older, not when they're younger, and then all of a sudden it lightens up. Now, eventually your voice does thin out as you get, like, elderly, but you're not there yet. How is it your voice was so deep back in Toledo?
Okay, I think that it is slowed down. I think somewhere during the air check process, it slowed down. If you go to at Venice Mace and actually watch the TV ad that I did, I dug that up. If you watch it, you'll hear that my voice is much more normal. But I think it slowed down a little bit, and that's why I sound so deep. I never had a deep voice. I never had a good radio voice.
Yeah, it was very John Tesh-like with a mixture of puker in it.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So, did you ever DJ, Sedano?
What's that?
Did you ever DJ?
I did not. No, I did not. All talk shows the whole time. But I do dream. Karen, Kiki can appreciate this. When I used to work with her back in the day, I used to love hitting the post when I was coming back from.
Oh, hitting the post is magic.
Yeah, hitting a. I would always love to hit the post. It was like my. It was like my goal every night on every song to try to hit the post before the words started when we were coming back from break.
Hey, so PC on Twitter says Mason's DJ voice equals Vin Diesel.
It does sound very Vin Diesel-like, yes.
I wish we could speed it up to normal speed. It really isn't that deep. But, all right, so it's me, Momo, Jorge, and Sedano playing this game today. Now, Sedano, you've already won once. You're a force to be reckoned with.
I'm up. And I went 7-for-7 that day.
That's true.
I smoked Ireland, which is always the goal here, but he's not here today. So he's not here today.
It is Bergman's game now.
Okay.
So, Bergman, describe the game.
All right, so it's the name three game. You'll have 5 seconds to name three of something, anything. So, for example, I'll say name three Lakers, and you'd say?
LeBron, Russ. This game was actually way harder than it sounds.
But do we have to name as a buzzer in this one, or what?
No. I'll go around. Everybody gets
by the time the last person goes, they're screwed.
No. It's you each get your own three things. So, if I say name three Lakers, someone else gets it. But you only have five seconds to get it.
And it's
okay,
because
that was going to be way tougher if we got to, like, the fourth person with three Lakers.
No. So each person gets a different category, but you only have 5 seconds. All right, we'll start with Steve, and Jorge has the 5 second buzzer.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Steve, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Name three sports teams in Texas.
Cowboys, Rangers, Astros.
Perfect. Momo.
Okay. Yep.
Name three types of fruits.
Bananas, oranges, apples.
Wow. All right. Sedano.
Yeah.
Name three things you would find at a stadium.
Hot dog, a seat, and a program.
Ooh, you
barely
just got there.
Barely.
All right, Jorge.
Si.
Name three characters on Ted Lasso.
Ted, Blani Rojas. Oh, I don't know. I
oh, that's a strike for Jorge.
Football
Coach
is
Beard.
Life.
Yeah.
Coach Beard. All right. Yeah, that one got, so jeez. One strike on Jorge. Two strikes and you're out.
Two strikes and you're out. All right, Steve, back to you.
Yep.
Name three planets.
Jupiter, Saturn, Mars. Yeah.
Okay. Momo.
Yeah.
Name three freeways in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
10, 405, 110.
Nicely done. Nice. All right, Jorge. Or sorry, Sedano. Name three Dodgers.
Three Dodgers. Justin Turner, Clayton Kershaw, Max Muncy.
Nice. All right.
Jorge.
Si.
Name three things, or no, name three animals that fly.
Eagles, pigeons, and see, I don't know, dang.
He got it.
He got Seahawks in there.
Yeah.
He got Seahawks. He did. He got it in.
All right.
Mace.
Name three things you would find at the grocery store.
Apples, oranges, milk.
Okay. Momo. Momo, name three characters on Succession.
Shiv, the dad.
No.
And cousin Greg.
Shiv, Logan, Kendall.
I'm still laughing. I'm sorry. Okay,
right.
Damn.
All right. Sedano.
Yeah.
Sedano, name three NFL Hall of Famers.
Terry Bradshaw, Dan Marino, Joe Montana.
Nice. All right, Jorge. Oh,
yeah.
All right, Jorge.
It's getting
right.
tougher.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Name three salespeople here at ESPN Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
Mark Cates. I don't know, man.
You don't even have to go full names. You could have just gone like half. Oh, see, if you would have given that to Mason, Mason would have definitely gotten that wrong.
Oh, no, David.
No, absolutely.
I get it. Mason, all right, Mace. The people that work.
So ooh, I got to stop laughing.
Okay. Jorge's out.
I'm out, yeah.
All right, so, Mace, back to you. Name three countries in Africa.
Senegal, Ghana, Mali.
Ooh, good,
oh, look
Mace.
At you. Look Boom. At you. All right, Momo.
You know what it is? You either lock in on it or you're lost. Yep, okay. Go ahead.
All right, Momo.
Yep.
Name three Green Bay Packers.
Tongan, Rodgers, and...
Oh!
I don't know.
Out. It's down to Sedano.
No, that's only two.
Mace.
That was two strikes.
Two strikes and you're out.
Yeah, two strikes.
Oh, that's
out.
It? Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, Mason and I neither have a strike. So what happens here? Is it just sudden death or we keep going?
Yeah, you keep going back. And well, it's two strikes and you're out, but we'll see how much time we have.
Okay. I thought it was three. Okay. That was hard.
Yeah. All right, so Sedano, we're on you.
Wait, no. Oh, yeah, it is me.
Yeah,
right,
it is
right,
you.
Momo right. next. Yeah.
Yep. Name three sports apparel companies.
Russell, Nike, Adidas.
Boom. All right, Mace. Name three fast food restaurants.
Taco Bell, Del Taco, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay. Sedano, name three kids' names from people that have a voice on this show.
Aria, Daniel, Mateo. I just named
two. Oh, yeah, he's
kids.
Got so three go. Kids.
Yeah. I've got two.
Wait, two of the three are kids?
Yeah. Oh, hey, whatever. More for this show, but all right.
He didn't ask for specifics.
He didn't
he
say that
on the show
yours,
right
yeah.
now. Yeah. So.
All right, Mason, back to you. Name three cartoons.
Flintstones, Jetsons, and Simpsons.
All right, we're getting running out of things. All right, Sedano, name three mountain ranges.
Three what?
Mountain ranges.
Like mountains?
Yeah.
Come on, you can do it.
Oh, all right, whatever. Mount Rushmore, the Rockies, Himalayas.
Eh.
No, Mount Rushmore is like
Mount Rushmore is ranges. Yeah, whatever.
Adirondacks, Rockies.
The Alps, the Sierras.
Sierra Nevadas.
Seahawks.
There was plenty. All right, Mason, name three oceans.
Mason's getting the easy ones, by the way.
Atlantic and Dead Sea.
Dead Sea is
not an
ocean. That's a strike.
Yeah, you said
Dead
it's a sea,
Dead
bro.
Sea. No, he said oceans.
No, oceans.
Yeah, that, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, he said right. a sea.
What is another ocean between Atlantic and Pacific?
Indian.
Yeah. Indian, Arctic. Arctic Ocean. Arctic.
Come on, I mean, it's literally in the title. The Sea, all right, so the Dead Sea. Yeah.
Okay, now it's to the death. We each have one.
Now it's sudden death. Now it's sudden death. Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Name three. It's Dono. Yeah. Name three Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tom Brady, Shaq Barnett, or Barrett, pardon me, and Dominican Sue.
Oh,
no, that's not true. I got them all in.
Ooh, got him in. You got him in.
Just got it in.
Oh, okay, because I heard the buzzer.
No, no, you got it in.
In other words, that was the end of the time.
No. He got it in. He got it in.
Yeah, no, he got it in. 100% got it in.
All right, Mason, name three players on the Utah Jazz.
Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley, Trey Lyles.
Trey Lyles not there anymore. No,
yeah. Not there anymore.
I'm done.
That's it. I win. Mitchell, right,
Rudy Gobert. Sedano wins.
Look at that. 2-0. Hey. 2-0. 2-0.
Wow. Sedano, you're kick ass on here.
Why are we letting these other guys come on and do this game?
Oh, here you are. Why are you growling? Why are you winning?
Are you gonna play this one in protest too? Mama.
Well, yesterday Michael Thompson's game was absolutely ridiculous.
Well, he was wrong.
No idea what a mammal is.
He was wrong on the mammals. I heard that. Yeah. Anyway,
so, and Kaplan flamed out yesterday too.
But Kaplan stunk, right?
So far, you are the smartest member of Sedano and Cap. By the way, I think it'll stay that way.
Yeah. Well, if you are you going to have Lindsay on?
Yeah, we'll have Lindsay on, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Lindsay's good. I think Lindsay used to be good at the games.
I told her she should play hard to get with you guys.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
Like, she should play hard to get. She should say, like, oh, you know what? I really have a lot of show prep right before.
She does.
Is that not what
That's
she
exactly
said
That's exactly what
today?
She said. Yeah, I asked her to go on today, and she said that she had too much.
Well, and we also had the Amanda meeting. You know how that thing goes.
Oh, how did that go?
Oh, my God. It went on forever. Good Lord. And then Kaplan wouldn't stop yapping. He just
Kaplan finally did his meeting?
Yeah, you know, we had This is the meeting we had to change because he's such a diva. You know, he couldn't do it because, you know, he was not living in his house because there's a flood. And, like, you know, he's only had a flood in his house for 3 months, so it's not like he didn't know. But, yeah, I mean, whatever. So
that's gas. Isn't that his expression?
No,
that's gas.
Yeah, I think he said – well, he says all these ridiculous things that his children say, so there's that, yeah. But.
So, yeah, I what was the takeaway from the meeting? We all have had every show has had a meeting with boss Amanda.
Yeah.
Where we've been criticized and ridiculed and all that stuff.
How did
yours go?
Our takeaway was we're awesome except when we're not. Like, basically, that's it, basically.
Okay.
You guys are awesome except when you're not. And it's like, okay, well, it sounds like we're not awesome very much, but thanks.
Yeah. No, I always take that information and I use it completely. Everything Boston
No, you don't.
Says, that's what I do.
No, you don't. Get out of here. When was the last time you actually paid attention to anything one of those manager meetings said?
Yeah, it's not my specialty. All right. Hey, coming up next for you, Sedano and Cap. Tomorrow we are back. It is the countdown to Rams Buccaneers Sunday. It's a pump up Friday. Coming up next for you, Sedano, Cap, see you tomorrow, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.